you should have had seven.
Yeah, and you know, coaches know how games are going, and that lets you know that, you know, Coach Fickell did not feel uber comfortable about where the game was. That you don't, you never want to do that. You never want to give points up and not close up shop when you can. And it came to fruition as this thing got tight in the third quarter, end of the third, early fourth. So you just, you have to in this league and in any league, when you get opportunities to cash in, you got to do it. He obviously felt like he let 4 points slip out, and those 4 points, it didn't happen today. But I can assure you, when we lace these things up next weekend, you better take advantage of everything that Alabama is going to give you.
And just a housekeeping note, I mentioned statistically Wisconsin was 3 of 4 in the red zone. They burned off the clock. That's the red zone where they didn't score. They got the ball near the goal line there, but they let time run out. South Dakota chose not to use its timeout. So really, in essence, 3 for 3, but the one field goal out of there. So if you're fortunate enough to have those numbers of opportunities against Alabama, you got to find a way to get it in there.
Yeah, and I thought again today, you see the, you know, third downs is always something. I know last year kind of struggle bust a little bit. 50%, 7 out of 14. That's the kind of thing. You're always looking at these numbers, and you're going to try and figure out what the time of possession, running the football. I really thought outside, you can't have a lapse like Wisconsin did. But for a lot of the game, pretty good football. Just that third quarter is going to be, you know, knowing how coaches think, that is going to be what's going to be, you know, looked at after you get done celebrating in this well-deserved victory tonight.
All right, this Case IH Red Zone Recap is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin defeats South Dakota here today, 27-13. We'll take a break. Our postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia. Your biggest part of me. With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ready?
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats South Dakota 27-13. By the way, circling back to that Northern Illinois win in South Bend, they get a field goal in the final minute of that game to win 16-14. Thomas Hammock is the head coach down there. He was on the staff here at Wisconsin, worked with a couple of pretty good running backs, a guy named Melvin, among others. He was pretty good.
Yeah, good player.
Thomas, that's really, really thrilled for him. I mean, their whole theme is doing it the hard way, and they grinded, and they went into South Bend as a quite the large underdog, let's put it that way, and they win 16-14. So the Badgers avoided that kind of a headline. By the way, Iowa State now has just taken the lead in the final seconds in Iowa City, 20-19. The Cyclones leading the Iowa Hawkeyes. That rivalry game, that has been a lot of drama through the years in that series, and more of it today at Kinnick Stadium. You never know. That's why
it's the best. That's why it's fun.
It's the best.
Yeah, the passion, and I'm sure you know that you mentioned that rivalry. That's what makes this great, and that's why people are so dialed into it, because it matters. And when you can pull off an upset, and I'm sure if the Cyclones hold on to that bad boy, that's a year of bragging, and that's what makes this whole operation fun.
That's what, it's that old line about the regardless of the records. I just remember, talking with Paul Christ through the years and how he cherishes those rivalries. And there's one year where Team A might be 5 touchdowns better on paper than Team B, but in the whole rivalry. And Iowa State is not exactly a pushover, so it could be a huge win for the Cyclones today at Kinnick Stadium. Well, let's take a look at a couple of the stats here for Tyler Van Dyke, 17-27 through the air, 214 yards. The Badgers get a 73-yard effort on the ground from Cade Iacomelli. Ches Malusi, a little bit more of a, I would say, workhorse, but he had 16 carries for 60 yards. Then we saw the freshman Darian Dupree and Dylan Jones getting some turns late in the game. But we said it during the broadcast, Tausch, Cade Iacomelli, again, doing a couple different things. He can catch it, he can run it, and help this offense.
Yeah, and I really like, and we talked a little bit about Jackson Aker, too, and what he was able to do. They're asking these guys to do different things. You saw a little bit of inverted wishbone with some 3-back sets and different stuff. So you always love having these guys. They're veteran players that have been around a while and maybe not getting the role that they always wanted as a feature back, but they're finding ways to continue to help the football team. And in turn, especially with Cade, he's really showing himself well. And if Walker's out for a while, he's going to continue to get more and more opportunities, because when he's been out there, he's been incredibly productive.
Badgers officially in the books with 3 sacks. Darrell Peterson credited with one. Elijah Hills had a big, that was the real big sack in the game. And then Christian Allegro getting a clear path to the quarterback. Elijah Hills, each of the first 2 games, has shown up with big plays.
And that's how you earn more opportunities. And, I know there was a lot of conversation this week about getting more guys out on the field. And yeah, you want to have a bunch. You want to be circling 7-8 guys through, but you got to perform. And coaches will always tell players, make me look like an idiot by not putting you out on the field. Mm-hmm. Hills did a really good job. You made the run stuff right before that and then was able to get pressure on the quarterback. And when you can do those things, coaches like being smart. Coaches like winning. Coaches like getting paid. Coaches like having good players on the field. And when you continue to do that, you're going to continue to get more and more opportunities. I think he's earned that.
Badgers win today 27-13 over South Dakota. We'll take a break. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Action! When I grew up, I wanted to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Rolling on with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats South Dakota 27-13 today. The Alabama Crimson Tide, which tonight will host South Florida. They will come to town for the first time in a minute. They'll be here next Saturday for an 11 a.m. kick at Camp Randall Stadium. Kalen DeBoer in his first year there. The guy's been all about winning in his coaching career, be it Sioux Falls, Fresno State, or obviously at Washington, getting his team to the national championship game last January against Michigan. Obviously, Mark, this is the game coming up that everybody's been talking about forever, and we'll... You know, you know what they say about college football. You make your biggest jump between game two and game three.
Yeah, especially when you play an SEC powerhouse. That's what everybody says. Or at least I think what we're going to say is you better make that jump because obviously Alabama, and I know Nick Saban's not there, but Alabama's going to be really good. And if you're not where you need to be, you're going to be exposed. So you hope that you've learned some things over these 2 weeks and realize you're going to have to elevate your game. Because Alabama's going to come in here and they're going to want to lay, you know, a big whooping on you. So you feel better. I know I feel better about what we saw today than what we saw last week. Do I feel star-spangled awesome? No, that third quarter was tough to watch. But you just keep building, and I think you want the guys' confidence to continue to grow. Because I will say this, there's going to be a lot of excitement, not only with the fan base, but that's, you're going to hear this all week. That's what these guys came here for, is to play big-time games like that. Because if your dream is to play in the NFL, Alabama's got a lot of guys. Showcase yourself in those games, and that's what I'm sure the messaging will be this week.
All right, let's head down outside the locker room. Mike Heller standing by with head coach Luke Fickell.
Luke, you were talking to Patrick going into halftime. I know you weren't happy that you didn't get in the end zone on the drive that took you into the half.
Yeah, I think that those are some of the things that just, you know, you're just trying to find a way to continue to gain the momentum. And it's almost like, you know, both last week and this week, it's almost like we scored, but it was a letdown going into half. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be that way, but that's kind of the way it felt like as even we were in the locker room. And so we kind of had to gather ourselves, and then we come back out in the start of the second half and give up a couple big plays and a touchdown. And then we're right back in the ball game and got to fight and battle again.
Let's talk about surviving that storm. They do come out of the locker room on the other side and had a really good drive. But then let's talk about one of the turning points. You muff a punt on your end. Your defense goes out there. You then got a targeting. Jake's gone for the game. But you bow up and keep them out of the end zone after the target and the first and goal.
Yeah, I mean, that is something to grow on. Played really pretty good red zone defense today. Obviously probably gave up too many big plays, but they're right there. They get the ball on the 4-yard line. You stop them. Then you get a targeting. So then they get the ball back on the 3 or 2, and you find a way to get a couple negative yards plays and stop them again. And then that's when it felt like we gained more momentum there than even when we were ahead, you know, 17-3 or whatever it was. At halftime, it felt like we were almost gained more momentum right there, and I don't understand why, but obviously that was a really, really, really big stop for the defense.
Without Tawi, you went to Cade Iaccomelli, and Cade had a heck of a day. So did Chez, and Chez took that big hit on the other targeting and stayed right in there and continued to bull up.
Yeah, it's amazing. Fifth, sixth-year guys, they continue to grow, too, and I think I'm seeing it right in front of our own eyes with Chez Malusi and you know, how he's had to battle through a lot of injuries and ups and downs, but there's a lot of other things that he's had to battle through, and that's just another example of one of them. He did a great job today, obviously, you know, holding on to the football in the very first play, but after that, I thought he was as good as I've seen him since I've been here.
A couple of final thoughts. One, on Cade, you knew you wouldn't have Tawi. Iaccomelli just did a fantastic job, and Tackett Curtis had to be inserted after Jake Chaney's penalty. And he did his work.
I don't want to take away from Cade that he did a really good job, and we've seen that for quite a while now, since probably middle of spring ball on Cade, and got the utmost confidence. And it's even crazy because you got some two young kids that you think you want to get in there, but it's hard not to put Cade in there. And then on the flip side of that, probably as much as anything, I'm proud of Tackett Curtis more than anything. And, you know, he's battled, and he's, you know, I'd say he's been up and down all through camp and things like that, and, you know, didn't get to play in spring football because he was hurt. And he showed us who he really is. He went out there today and did a really, really good job in a really, really tough situation. And probably that's what I was most concerned about, if and when he had to go into that type of situation, how would he handle it? He's played a lot of football, but we haven't seen it, and I can't be more proud of a kid.
First blush reaction is Tyler Van Dyke took a big step forward last week to this. One ball maybe up for grabs in the second half, but there were a few last week much better.
He's another guy I brought up, you know, and there were three guys that are new to our program. One that's older, one that's like Tackett that's, you know, still younger, and then one true freshman. And it's just amazing how many different ways that guys are contributing, not because they haven't earned it and deserved it, but even because of other situations. And Tyler Van Dyke is continuing to grow, and he gives us what we need.
You get to enjoy this. We haven't brought up Alabama, but we do now because they're next. And I know you get to enjoy this, but you knew they were there.
Yeah, that's been looming for quite a while. And, you know, we got our work cut out for us. And, you know, we knew going into the season that we were going to be challenged, you know, and not that we weren't going to be challenged in the first couple of weeks, but we were really going to be able to find out where we are. If you want to, you know, if you want to compete, you want to be at the top, you want to play with the best, you got to find a way to beat the best. And this is a great opportunity for us with, a top 1, 2, 3, 4 team, whatever, coming in here. And, you know, it's been obviously the blue blood of college football for quite a while.
Coach, appreciate it. Enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Lance Allen would appreciate that line because it's very close to the Ric Flair. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. You know, it's kind of one of those. You're giving me a blank stare. You don't know who Ric Flair is?
I thought it was like, woo. Doesn't he do the woo?
Well, he does that, too. Yeah, he does that, too.
Multi-talented guy, just like Lance.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lance is a big, he's a big Ric Flair guy. So, I it's pretty close to a Ric Flair kind of line.
He's
there
trying to be Clark Kent tonight. He's got the glasses on.
He's got the beard going, though.
Is he thinking about, like, ripping up a Superman cape as he comes in here?
He's feeling pretty good about himself. The media softball game with the Brewers belonged to the media this year in that rivalry, the tradition unlike any other.
Who are they playing against?
A bunch of media relations people, staffers, you know, any front office folks in there? Probably not. Took a pass on that. Mike Vassallo was playing in that game? Well, I would imagine that's a pretty good reason why you guys won. So that's so I'll let you gloat about that for a few hours. So, all right, old T, two in the books here, and it's going to be a fun week. Let's enjoy this. You know, Alabama's going to come in. It's going to be favored. We all know that, but let's have some fun with this.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, not only players but everybody. You want to, and, you know, Ric Flair, Lance Allen, whomever is going to say, you want the best, you got to beat the best. That's true. You're going to be seeing one of the best programs come in here. And it's going to be a great measuring stick for where we're at within this Luke Fickell era, a year and some change into it. You're going to have a great test, and the exam is going to be 11 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, we'll be here for it. That'll do it for our portion of the broadcast, but there is still much more to come as we continue here at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers defeat South Dakota today 27-13. Stick around, more to come with Bill Schmidt and softball champion Lance Allen as the local Wisconsin and UP Four Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
We continue in the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Wisconsin Badgers improved to 2-0 in 2024 ahead of the number 4 ranked Crimson Tide rolling their way into Camp Randall Field. It is a fantastic day to celebrate at Camp Randall Stadium on Barry Alvarez Field for the Badgers. Lance, a game that was similar to the one 8 days ago where you could say the Badgers got everything that they paid for, maybe not a little bit more like the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are feeling here in the last couple of hours, but a full 60 minutes signed up for South Dakota, and that's what the Badgers got here today in a victory.
You got to be the 60-minute man because we are extending that wrestling reference.
Yes.
Yeah, the Ric Flair and all that stuff that Matt and Mark were kind of going nuts with. By the way, South Florida leads Alabama 3-0 very early in that one,
okay,
literally about
okay,
5 minutes
okay.
in the first quarter. So don't think it's going to be a Northern Illinois situation yet, Billy, but we will update fans as they drive home and as they're doing their Saturday afternoon activities. Yeah, it was eerily similar in some ways to Game 1. So, you know, once again, how much do you read into that and how much do you not read into that? It is good to get a win. I think there were some things that were definite signs of improvement, let's put it that way, in this thing. And then there's some other things that still concern you. So I'm sure we're going to get deep into some of those topics. I'm not trying to gloss anything over right now, but I think one of the things that we mentioned that we saw some improvement was Tyler Van Dyke. I think that were definitely some signs early on. He went 9 of 11. I wrote down he had two NFL quarterback arm talent throws in that exchange. Now, obviously, I think the rest of the game, 7 of 15, there were some things that weren't quite as crisp, and we can get into how the third quarter, once again, there was another lull, but the fourth quarter seemingly seems to be better, at least the first two games this year, than it was most of last year in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, coming out of the locker room is going to be a conversation point, right?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
What's going on?
And I'm interested to hear how and see in practice how they potentially rectify that over the next couple of weeks. But, Lance, you mentioned right out of the gates and just nip it down from Tyler Van Dyke in the first series. Rhetoric throughout the week. Big plays got to happen, right? No plays over 17 yards a week ago. Well, that was quickly negated with a 32-yarder on that first series.
DeVinny Anthony,
And that was one of, I think, the two, if I'm picking
Absolutely.
You up right,
Absolutely.
Of the NFL-like throws. Tyler Van Dyke rolling to his right over by the South Dakota sideline, hits Vinny Anthony, and it is a dimer. It's a beautiful target throw, and it's with confidence, and there was some conviction there in the first half. That is maybe one of the bigger reasons why the third quarter lull happened. Just the confidence and conviction on offense. I thought they were controlling, again, for the better part of the game, the line of scrimmage. But into that third quarter, Lance, there clearly was a momentum lull. And give credit to the Coyotes on the other side. They brought a lot of juice out of here.
Yeah, they did.
Out of the halftime locker room. And the Badgers did not answer it until... Luckily, they were able to with about 2 minutes to go there in the third quarter.
One of the other really good decisions is Tyler Van Dyke, almost like an option play, and you saw the safety in the corner kind of get sucked up on that right-hand side, and Van Dyke, all he literally had to do was lollipop it to C.J. Williams, and it was a 50-yard touchdown. I thought that was another excellent play call, excellent play decision, and they led 14-0 in the first quarter, but... If we want to go a little more negative or a little more critical, Billy, in addition to the third quarter, I don't think the second quarter was exactly a stellar talking point in this one either.
Yeah.
So you can't, against the caliber of a team of an Alabama, you can't go dormant for two quarters and expect similar results. I will say this was a better start than last week. And once again, they've proven that they are very resilient and very tough in the fourth quarter. Those are two things to hang your hat on. I think we also have a discussion, and I wrote it down. Now, we knew we wouldn't see Tywee Walker in this contest, right. But in camp, you kept hearing about how Cade Yakimeli deserved more playing time, or maybe deserved a few carries, or deserved a few snaps. Well, dare I say that I think he's made that case for that. 73 yards, 9.1 per carry, 17 long, and you know, keeps forcing his way into the equation. Could we now? You don't want to. You don't have enough footballs for everybody.
Sure.
But I think you have legitimately three running backs right
now.
Yeah,
and I think you can find a way to get him onto the field. And heard Fickell and Longo talking about it throughout the week of trying to see a way that you could get him on the field. He had something different, right?
Yeah.
Like that clearly was on display today. And then as well throughout camp, you heard about the two freshman running backs. And rarely – I'm in here with Mike Eller at halftime. It's 17-3.
Well, sorry to hear that.
That's just too good.
It was too easy. You put it on the tee.
I did. I served that one up even easier than just laying it out on a tee like a wiffle ball. But I come in here at halftime and thinking about, how does Dylan Jones get in the game? How did Darian Dupree get into the game?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was going to be in a two-score game when the Badgers rolled four-minute offense for the final 6.5 minutes and some change here. But they were able to work some young players in. That's what you hope to be able to do.
Yeah.
But in a difficult, close fourth-quarter game, I like that the Badgers just put the pedal to the metal and said, this thing is done. We are going to get our young guys some meaningful action. And, hey, it's more meaningful in a two-score game than a 25-point game. It's just interesting to be able to still stick to your plan, although you still get stressed late into the game. It's not ideal. Absolutely not. Ideal would be 77-3, like the Leathernecks just got it caught in Indiana a couple of days ago. But this is one of those, Lance, that you're never apologizing for a win, still to be able to grow off of, albeit with some better performances, most importantly by the quarterback going into next week.
Yeah, and early on, I thought the defense played very, very well. Once again, a little bit of a lull in that third quarter, and that can't happen, especially a team of the caliber.
Two big cutbacks, too, by South Dakota that really took advantage.
Absolutely. That's some stuff that, in the film study, I'm sure they're going to have to clean up and look at and things like that. But I wrote down first quarter, Nizer Forquieran with the blitz off the edge, and Austin Brown had a breakup, and it just seemed like they had a lot of things going their way. Hunter Waller had a break up in the end zone to make sure that all they got out of that red zone was a field goal. And I think a lot of times that is a victory, and it's demoralizing for the other team. Like, if you're in the red zone, you're expected to punch it in, Billy. And I think that was a winning moment for the Badgers D. But I did write down also, you know, third and 10, poor tackling, 17 yards, you know, earlier in that second quarter to kind of get them into the red zone and things like that. And dare I say, a lot of times we don't give enough love to the special teams. And we did see one special teams miscue today that proved to be a little bit on the costly side, you know, with 3 points. Luckily, it wasn't 7 points with the fumble on the punt return. But I think they have a weapon in Atticus Bertrams. It was 48 yards, booming left one footed punt, zero return, which that's even bigger. I think that is a type of situation where, okay, while your offense is finding its footing, you can flip the field and turn that into an advantage.
Well, last year, it was the Iowa game where I watched Torrey Taylor be the best football player on the field at the punter position and made it a dominating two-score victory for Iowa. So it's nice to have that weapon potentially on the Badgers' side. There's a lot more to get into and still just starting to get in and dig through what was a 27-13 Badger victory here over the Coyotes from South Dakota. Plenty more coming up. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. We're still here from the camp, Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. Here at this stadium next week, the Crimson Tide will roll through. We'll roll through a look at where their score looks right now as they were trailing South Florida earlier, just underway there. Keep it right here. Our postgame show presented by Local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Yeah!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub?
Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the Boulder Shamrock Supply.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show continues live from Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Billy Schmidt, Lance Allen alongside as the Badgers take care of the South Dakota Coyotes 27-13. 60 minutes needed here at the camp and a good battle against a good football team, albeit from a lesser conference and coming in from the FCS. This is an opportunity, and Lance, I think about a former Badger coach, Paul Chris, one of his trademark sayings that many people would either get very flustered with on a day where the result was not what they wanted, or on a really good game where you anticipated he was going to come in and be really, really glowing. He just speak about the opportunity to play. Nobody going to take advantage of the opportunity to play in this game quite like the young men in the white jerseys on the other side. This is a massive day for those players who will play on television, will play in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people, but being able to be here in the first sellout at Camp Randall since Ohio State when they announced that earlier on today, this is an incredible opportunity there. So you do have to match that level of energy. Just strange to see how the Badgers come out with some of that and to be able to keep that intensity throughout. After a three and out on the other side, you go and take the football back. Got to be able to capitalize. We talk about it a lot in the high school level of score, stop, score can really
put some doubt and seed doubt onto the other side. Badgers did lack that one here today, which was a little bit of a put-away punch that could have happened a little earlier today.
A little surprising to me, Billy, is that the Badgers are 2-0 in a season for the first time since 2020. It's been a little while since they won the first two games of the season, so that's something you can build on. And we talked about, you know, Tyler Van Dyke. The one throw that I think was NFL quarterback caliber arm talent, I'll specifically say it, whether you want to question or not,
sure,
I don't care. But this was, when you're on the run and you gun it to Vinny Anthony and your feet aren't even set and you absolutely throw a bullet down the right sideline, that is arm talent that very few people on this planet have. I don't care if you like it, you don't like it, what your opinion is, that's just accurate, factual, whatever. Now, what the consistency of Van Dyke is one thing, like, and I think he was more consistent. We mentioned it, 9 of 11, but the two throws were that one series, I believe it was the second series, where he had not a very good throw on the deep ball, and then obviously the short incompletion where he kind of, you know, sidearmed it or whatever you want to say, whatever. Okay, that those are points that you got to clean up. Those are things that you got to improve upon or whatever, but it was good to see him come out in the first series and be very consistent, and then in the third series where he had that really good decision to CJ Williams. I thought in this game he made better decisions than he did in week one where he could have had two possible, now luckily it wasn't.
Yeah, two,
he
possibly
could have had two,
three.
Possibly three picks and he did fumble the ball away.
Yeah, and there wasn't that tonight. There wasn't the head scratcher, TVD, what are we doing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You didn't have those moments and you did see a couple more moments of the arm talent that everybody's going to talk about. I think Tyler would like to be able to run a little bit more like he did on Friday night. And credit South Dakota, and I said this a couple of times throughout the night, and this is where the talent discrepancy is, right? That's an elite team for their level.
Yep.
Not the level that the Badgers will be playing their entire regular season at. Man, they were executing well on that side of the football.
Yeah, they were.
But the talent was different, and it did obviously lean towards Wisconsin. They were able to take advantage a couple of times, but they were tested here today because, albeit a talent difference, that team on the other side did what they wanted today, which is a great test and a learning tool going through.
Well,
I love what Tosh said. It. How great do you feel after today? Maybe not fantastic. Right. However, you get good work, and it is going to be a building block because you're going to get tested next week greater than you will many, many times throughout a season. You're going to have to be able to have a more linear path upward than just here.
The coaches,
in the last
and
weeks.
We mentioned this last week, the coaches are never going to fully divulge how much of the playbook they went deep into in these first two contests. I think you and I, Billy, are wise enough, smart enough, and most people that are listening to this know that you don't want, it's like a game of poker. You want to make sure that you beat an opponent that is inferior talent-wise to you, and you are at home. So the bottom line is, you do have to win these games. Now, you would like to make it look a little prettier, a little sexier. You would like to have more style points. But the fact is, you're 2-0. But also, you don't want Alabama having a ton of film, as talented as Alabama is, a top 10 team. Do you think that you want them having basically a huge swath of your playbook,
sure,
and all the stuff on film that they can game plan for? No, you don't. So I think the Badgers did a fairly good job, pretty good job, of doing what they needed to do to win and not maybe divulging everything that's going on out there. And yes, they were tested a little bit. They had to buckle down a little bit. I mean, when it was, 17-10 in this game,
yeah,
you're starting to bite your fingernails again. It's 17-13. It's like, man, one-score games against an underdog opponent. That's tough.
It's 6:05 left in the third quarter, and Jake Chaney is ejected for a targeting call across the middle. It would be a third down, third and goal at the 8. Instead, it's a first down at the 4, first and goal. And
defense
Chaney
had to buckle down.
Lost at that point for the rest of the game in the first half of the Alabama game. And exactly right. They force a field goal, make it 17-13. And
yeah,
then
instead
right
of third and goal at the 8,
it
was first and goal at the 4, Billy. And they had to buckle down. And dare I say, we don't want to give away everything right off the bat, but one of the defensive line, once again, a little on the quiet side again, maybe too quiet,
sure,
side. But Elijah Hill, second week in a row, he had a sack. He was the only defensive lineman last week to have a tackle for loss. did it again this week, and that was huge to force them into the field goal to make it 17-13 instead of a tie game or whatever.
That's a big one, and we're going to hear from more about Elijah Hills and go into the locker room, into the local side of the postgame show, but the line play on the defensive side, going to be tested again next week, no doubt about it. But the Badgers on the ground here today, Ches Malusi, 16 carries, 65 yards, does score twice, just 3.8 per tote. Cade Iacomelli, the one on the ground, very effective, and people are going to be talking about quite a bit. He was 8 touches for 73 yards, just over 9 yards per attempt for Cade Iacomelli here today, as no Tywee Walker for the Badgers in the 27-13 victory over the South Dakota Coyotes. Lance Allen's right there. I'm Billy Schmidt. More coming up from Camp Randall Stadium. The local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Need a boost? Check out Zoa Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. Zoa's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now and currently, you can buy one Zoa and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with Zoa Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Welcome back to Camp Randall Stadium. Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as our local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show continues after the Badgers get a 2-touchdown victory over South Dakota today, 27-13. The final. Go inside the locker room with our guy Mike Heller coming up in a moment. Also, take a look around the college football landscape. Alabama just scored. They're up now 7-3. They come here next week. And, Lance, a lot of excitement for that game. One that I already know fans were watching this week and starting to outline, well, that's not going to work. This might work. That's exactly what we need to do coming up next week. very different game and a very, very different contest. There'll be a lot different energy for a stripe out here at Camp Randall next week.
And one other shout out we have to give today, Thomas Hammack, Northern Illinois,
awesome,
arguably
one.
Already
awesome
the
one.
Upset of the year. Started his coaching career here at Wisconsin as a grad assistant, and then of course came back as running backs coach, and it was, you know, coaching Monte Ball, James White, Melvin Gordon from 2011 until 2014. Well, guess what? NIU defeats number 5 Notre Dame in their house 16-14. Huge upset, biggest upset for the Huskies ever. So
paid,
yes.
Paid $1.4 million to go to South Bend today.
How about that?
And whoop them.
Yeah.
Not whoop them, 16-14, in all ways of saying they controlled the game. I mean, they were up 13-7 for the majority of the time that we had it on up in the press box, and then come back and fight valiantly. That's a huge win for that program. And
sure
you mentioned it, Lance, of the difference of what these maybe – you know, last week a MAC team, in NIU, a MAC school there, FCS level for South Dakota. It's going to be a couple-year learning process to see how the talent rises in levels across all of college football with the transfer portal and NIL. But the ability to then go and see an opportunity to play, say, at an NIU, a Western Michigan, a South Dakota, there's a lot of players that maybe would have been hoarded on Big Ten, SEC, Big 12 teams
True.
That are now finding opportunities to go play. I think we're seeing maybe a leveling of that playing field a little bit.
Same thing kind of happened
years.
In basketball where, you know, you don't have
totally.
As many scholarships
yeah.
and things like that. It kind of evens out. Ohio State also up early on Western Michigan, the previous opponent of the Badgers, 7-0 about 4 minutes into that one in Columbus. But you're right, Billy. I think you saw some of the talent on their side that South Dakota – for their level of football is not a slouch by any stretch of the imagination. Travis Thies, I thought he had some nice runs today, like especially that one early in the second quarter. Now, it was compounded by some poor tackling by the Badgers, and I'm sure that will be a point of emphasis in the film study tomorrow is, hey, we have to wrap up. We have to tackle better when the Crimson Tide comes to town here next week and, 11 a.m., Camp Randall kickoff the following morning, next Saturday. But 3rd and 10, and you give up a 17-yard gain. That was, he's good, but you obviously
totally.
3rd and 10, 3rd and long situations, you can't be giving up. Those are backbreakers.
It's time for the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy powering beyond for you. Lance, I think the most energetic moment here today at the camp was the goal line stand. Badgers are up 17-10. We referenced it on the other side of the break. Midway through the third quarter, again, a third quarter that was dominated by South Dakota. They had already come down first drive of the second half, scored a touchdown in relatively short order, 3 minutes of game time, and a couple of big cutbacks open up. It's then a one-score game. Jake Chaney is ejected after a targeting call that feels questionable, feels highly questionable when you hit somebody in the midsection. However, crown of the helmet, Matt was on it right away. You lower the crown of the helmet like that, and it seems like they're going to call that just about any time. However, a lot of energy on the other sideline. They have a chance to go and tie the game in the second half. But this crowd woke up, and the Badgers defense did as well. Big-time stop there. Forced the field goal there, and that's the last time South Dakota ends up scoring.
And Nathaniel Vakos comes down, and yes, you don't want drives to stall out. Obviously, touchdowns are much better. I'm not saying anything earth-shattering as far as that goes. But with Vakos, having the ability and the faith to say, okay, as the weather starts to turn here, can he hit long-range field goals? And it was a 50-yarder officially, but it almost looked like it was a 51-yarder, Billy, because the ball was spotted just behind the 40-yard line, but they officially called it a 50-yarder. But anytime you have a kicker that can make 50-plus-yard field goals and you have that confidence, that just gives you a little more. It was still a one-possession game, but at least you didn't have to worry about, oh, if we give up a fluke touchdown, whatever happens, at least you've got that comfort there. And then they roll on to the 27-13 victory.
That's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. A powerful run game and a couple of powerful runs by Ches Malusi. One on the first possession of the game, one on his final possession of the game as the Badgers were able to start getting some young players in into the fourth quarter on their final drive. Got a couple of young, talented freshman backs in there. Kevin Haywood got himself in there. They subbed out the entire offensive line. And then after that, two-minute timeout.
Yes.
Timeout. Not two-minute warning.
Yes.
Two-minute timeout.
Timeout.
Got to see Brandon Locke in there. Once Tyler Van Dyke had the helmet off in the offensive huddle on the sideline, Lance, that's when everybody could feel very, very good heading to the exits,
even though some may have right after jump around here.
Kind of appear that way. Kind of an early Saturday night start to the party, so to speak.
It was. I mean, you want to talk about Chamber of Commerce Day here at Camp Randall Stadium. They don't draw them up better for football than it was here today. And the Badgers and Coyotes enjoyed it here today, and hopefully you did as well. More of our local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show coming up in a moment. I'm Billy Schmidt. That's Lance Allen. This is Badger football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
When it comes to sports in Racine, WRJN has you covered. It's Brewer baseball right up until the postseason right here on WRJN. Of course, the Badgers, you're listening now. We've got most of those games throughout the season and Green Bay Packer football too. High school sports on Friday nights with Dick Graceffa. From timeless hits to local news to all your favorite sports, we have it all for you here on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
As the local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show continues here from Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field in the broadcast booth that will promptly soon be named after the Hall of Famer Matt LaPay, unless Mark ends up edging him out and maybe beating him in a round of golf for that honor. We are here, myself, Billy Schmidt, alongside Lance Allen, Dave McCann as well in here as we close things up on the network side. There's a lot of good an excitement coming next week, Lance. You can take good from a victory. You always have to. The coaches will go through and with a very, very fine-tooth comb. We have some Badger fans that want us to be.
Do you have a fine-tooth comb? Are you going to bring that during the week?
See, I go hairbrush. You know, I don't have the elite hairline that you do. I mean, you're.
Yeah, but I ain't just go with the horse brush. Like, I literally, like, when you see somebody at the county fair,
thin.
That's like,
I can't
just,
be doing
you know
that.
What I mean? Combing it all out. Because you got to, I mean, I saw you let it loose. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
You were definitely ready for the party because you didn't have that thing pinned up earlier today.
No, and frankly, I like to let it loose because it allows me to get more patented positivity. Tough thing is, Lance, your boy's thinning up there, so I don't like to take any kind of firm comb, any
Come
kind
on.
Of comb through that. It's
Come
a very,
on.
Very light brush to make sure that we can maintain as long as you
Still
go.
Still have a fine head of hair there, Billy. Come on now.
Maintain. You want to be able to maintain some
maintain.
Energy.
Maintain. I like that.
And the Badgers were able to maintain, hopefully, some good vibes on that final drive, the final two drives, and the first one. Try to bottle some of that up in the middle here today. You don't want to get lost in all that minutia. Keep with the first drive and the last two, and you'll feel a lot better about that Badger offense going into next
week. Yeah, and those are the positives. So jumping out to the 14-zip lead, like you said, scoring the last 10 points of the game. I think those are the crucial things that you take away from this and say, when you turn that film on tomorrow, and you know Luke Fickell and the coordinators, you know Phil Longo, as well as Mike Tressel, kind of go through things or whatever and say, hey, we did what we needed to do to get up. Off to a fast start to get off to a good up here and kind of spitball some things or whatever. But yeah. I think those are things that are pretty accurate. What will happen this week is, hey, we need to get out. And I thought you put it well, too. I'm not saying that they're doing anything bad at halftime.